This is a CKTZ News update. I'm Lonnie Taylor. Jeanette Taylor has published a new book called Sheltering in the Backrush, A History of Twin Island. This is the fifth book Taylor has written about history in the region, and the first specifically about Twin Islands. I caught up with Jeanette to find out what types of stories were uncovered in her research and how we can relate to this history today.
So maybe you could start by just introducing yourself and tell me a little bit about the work you've done in the past.
I have lived on Quadra Island for about 45 years and came here from Victoria, where I was raised and worked for the BC Archives before moving here. And then just good old serendipity at play, job came open with the Campbell River Museum. So I wound up working for them for about 20 years on the curatorial staff. And while I was working for the museum, Howard White, who's the publisher of Harbor Publishing, called and was hoping to find somebody to write a history of Campbell River. So that was my first book, which was about Campbell River and the Discovery Islands. And since then, leading to this new book, which is book number 5 for me, the one some of your listeners on Cortez will know of my titles is Tidal Passages, which has a fairly fulsome section on Cortez Island, which I really had a lot of fun writing, especially because of how much contrast there is between the culture of all the islands. Reed has its own culture. So does the Okasala Sonora Morel cluster. So does Quadra. They're all pretty distinct to themselves, even though we're in the same geography, we could be so similar. So those are my past books. And then this one, Sheltering in the Backrush, A History of Twin Islands, which has just been released now by Harbor Publishing, actually came as an offshoot of Tidal Passages, research that I'd done for Tidal Passages. And also, it's also another case of serendipity. I sometimes led historic sites tours with Mike Moore on Misty Isles. And so he'd arranged to do one where there was an overnight stay on Twin, which was brilliant. And I was the historical chatty person on that trip. And the owner of Twin was there. And he came to me afterwards and said, "I've always wanted a history of Twin Islands to be written. What do you think?" So therein began a collaboration between myself and Mark. And then he published the manuscript as a private publication for anybody who had connections with Twin. So past caretakers, past owner, past visitors, and held a big party there on Twin and gave everybody who attended a copy of the book he produced. And then after that, I said to Mark, "Let's pitch this to Harbor Publishing. There's some amazing characters in here. Let's see if he's interested." He was. I pitched it to him. And you can have to wait up to 6 months to hear back from a publisher. But he called me the next day saying, "Yeah, we'll take it. It's a small book, but there's some amazing characters in here. We're going to publish it." So here we are.
Beautiful. So is this your first time having a book launch through the Cortez Island Museum and Archives?
No, I've done a few of these because when I was writing Tidal Passages, I became almost an unofficial Cortez resident. I was hanging around so much, coming to events and just showing up all over the place that people a few different times said to me, "Have you moved to Cortez now?" "No, I'm just here haunting about so I can write about it." Anyway, I spent a lot of time on Cortez, so I actually helped coming to committee meetings and stuff for the museum. So all of the books that have come out for me since after my first one have had launches through the Cortez Museum and also through Marnie's books because she's a close friend.
You explained in the beginning through all your discoveries of this area that the cultures are all very different from region to region and island to island. With this most recent story, it sounds like, yes, lots of really interesting stories within, but did you pick up on a culture with Twin Island? It's a private island, so maybe did you see common themes throughout these stories?
That's an interesting question. I hadn't really thought about that before. You're totally right. It does have its own culture. Maybe not so much in its earliest years, because the indigenous people who used twin, they used it seasonally, were the same group, Tsleil-Waututh people, as used the south half of Cortez. And I'm sure there was quite a bit of movement and interface, like probably the winter village at Smelt Bay was their winter digs, and then they moved, shifted to Twin and elsewhere in summer. So maybe not then, and maybe not with the first settler, who was a Scottish immigrant, a one-legged Scottish immigrant. He really oriented himself to Cortez a lot, moved his sheep around to Cortez, and eventually he moved to Cortez. But after it became a wealthy person's haven and hideout, when the lodge was built there in the late 1930s, certainly after that, it became its own culture. And I would say still is that it seems like all the people who have owned Twin thereafter have had the same kind of compulsion. It's about loving nature, loving the kind of place and space that Twin is there with the mouth of Desolation Sound. So it's about loving the space, but it's also about the fact that you can live there to some degree on subsistence. And there's a feeling, and maybe it's in a play sense more than driven by reality, that you could live there in a crisis if you had to. Going back to the owners who built the place in the 1930s, they were fleeing the Second World War in Japan, whereas American expats, literally their lives were at threat. And so they were hiving away. Like the whole world seemed like it was going to explode and implode. And they were hiding away in a place where you could feed yourself if you had to and live. And they set it up in a way that you could live there independently if you had to. And so I think that kind of the spark of the imagination that carries is what all the subsequent owners have loved about that place.
How do Cortez locals and anyone coming to visit the museum, how do they relate to history like that? That sounds kind of, aside from the First Nations history and harvesting, how do we relate to this very affluent kind of culture of hiding away and buying a whole private island to survive off of its abundance in its nature?
I guess every reader will have their own takeaway about that. I think, certainly for myself, and I know for a few other readers who have told me what they felt reading it, right back to my writers group when they were reading drafts of it, they feel like if you're not part of that 1% world, they feel like it's kind of interesting to have a little glance into the 1%'s life because we're not living it. And even reading about it, we still aren't living it, but it's part of the world's story. And so we're interested.
Look forward to your book launch, the AGM. Remind me when that is.
It's May the 6th, which is a Saturday from 1 to 3. And I'm going to do it with images because I collected so many photographs. They're brilliant. And of course, you can't put them all in a book, but I'll choose some of the best. Because certainly a big part of why I got interested and why the owner of Twin got interested is the collection of fabulous photographs, especially from the 1930s.
Very cool. Is there
Okay.
anything else you wanted to include about the experience of creating this book?
I really enjoyed working with Mark Torrance. He was an ideal partner for this project. He was enthusiastic and creative in his input and his responses, but really loose, letting me just run. And also, I interviewed quite a few people on Cortez because there has been a lot of interaction between Cortez and Twin. People have worked over there, and everybody was like doors wide open, sharing info, sharing slides, sharing stories, sharing really personal, heartfelt life events and details. And I really appreciated that. George Sirk and just a whole gamut of people, really welcoming.
To view these photographs up close, they will be on display at the Cortez Island Museum during their AGM on May 6th at 1 p.m. Jeanette Taylor will be present to launch her newest book and answer questions about her findings. Lonnie Taylor, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.